Welcome and Sabah blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabah blessing everyone. I hope you all are warm wherever you may be. This is our Sabbath services, February 15, 2025. This is our lesson 428 of our chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You, Part 3. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with a tiny thought. Theme song, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, hymn number 476.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care. Well, I lost myself. Cast your care on Jesus today. These are fearless. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask any one of the precious little ones to open their section with prayer. May you meet your mind, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Thank you for the Sabbath day. Keep it holy 6 days. Shall I labor in all my work? And 7 days is Sabbath of the Lord. We will take quiz in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. We will take the Sabbath learn words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. It is story time, little ones. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll be able to continue with part two of our chapter 23 entitled Calvary of the Story of Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Isaiah and Luke. Isaiah 63:3. I have trodden or walked or trampled the winepress alone. People used to get in a big vat full of grapes and walk around on them. That's trodding out the grapes, and that made grape juice. Can't imagine how they did that, but maybe they washed their feet. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there's none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury. Nobody helped him, so he's going after him. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. And Luke 23, 27, 48, and 49. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. They cried. They saw a man suffering, and they felt bad. They were emotionally affected. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance, and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Next slide, please. The mother of Jesus had followed him on that awful journey to Calvary. She longed to minister to him as he sank exhausted under his burden. But she was not allowed this privilege. If she'd have tried, probably some soldier would have said, "Get back." At every step of that wearisome way, she had looked for him to manifest or show his God-given power and release himself from the murderous throng. He'd done it before. When they tried to stone him, when they tried to throw him over the hill, he walked away from them. And now that the final scene was reached, and she saw the thieves bound to the cross, with an agony of suspense, she endured. What an agony of suspense she endured. Would he who had given life to the dead suffer himself to be crucified? Would the Son of God suffer himself to be thus cruelly slain, killed? Must she give up her faith that he was the Messiah? Next slide, please. She saw his hand stretched upon the cross, those hands that had ever been reached, that had ever been reached out to bless the suffering. The hammer and the nails were brought, and as the spikes were driven through his tender flesh, the tender flesh, the broken-hearted disciple bore from the scene, the cruel scene, the fainting form of the mother of Jesus. This was John the Beloved. The Savior made no murmur or complaint. His face remained pale and serene, but great drops of flesh, of sweat stood on his brow, and how he could keep from crying out, I do not understand. His disciples had fled from the dreadful scene. He was treading the winepress alone, and of the people, there were none with him. Isaiah 63:6. As the soldiers were doing their work, the mind of Jesus passed from his own suffering to the terrible retribution that his persecutors must one day meet, or the punishment that they would meet. He pitied them in their ignorance and prayed. And I guess next Sabbath we'll find out what he prayed. Story of Jesus, page 141 and 142.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part two of our lesson entitled Calvary in our Tiny Talk lesson book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place February the 22nd by God's grace. So it is time for our Tiny Talk and parents to learn precious lesson from God's creation through nature. teacher in our topic, Moments of the Bible, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sat blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 5, A Soldier and a Widow. In verses 13 to 17 says, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, 'Weep not.' He came and touched the bier.
That's pronounced beer.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Brother Dick. He came and touched the beer, and they ate that bear him stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say unto thee, arise.' And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, 'That a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people.' And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about." We'll be reading about the last lesson in the section titled Beasts of Burden. This is lesson 6, Life of a Camel. And the memory verse of the whole lesson is Isaiah 55:1. And it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." And the character quality for the whole story is trustfulness versus mistrust. And trustfulness is a confidence in God to direct in all matters of your or one's life. Nature of life of a camel. A female camel carries one baby in her body for 13 months before it is born. It is called a calf. The calf's eyes are open when born, and its body is covered with a thick woolly coat. A few hours after birth, the calf can run. When it calls its mother, it makes a sound like ba, similar to a lamb. The young camel stays with its mother for many years. There is a close relationship between a mother and her, like the widow and her son. God also wants us to trust him and have a special relationship with him. The calves begin their training at 1 year of age. It is taught to stand and kneel at command. A saddle or small light packs are put upon the calf to carry. As the calf grows, the weight of the pack is increased. At 5 years of age, it can carry a full load. So God wants us to be trained at a very young age to respond to his commands and to trust in him. Remember, a camel can go for days or weeks with little or no food or water. It can be fed at the beginning of a trip and then will not need to eat again until the trip ends. People who live on the desert feed their camels dates, grass, wheat, and oats. When going across the desert, where this kind of food is not available, the camels eat dried leaves, seeds, and any desert plant it can find. A thorny plant can be eaten as the light ending of the mouth is so tough that sharp thorns cannot hurt it. When very hungry, a camel may eat bones, meat, leather, or even its owner's tent. Camel does not chew its food well before it is swallowed. It has three stomachs, and one stores the poorly chewed food. It is then brought up a ball-like cud to be thoroughly chewed and swallowed and digested. Remember, a camel can go without water for days or even months. The amount of water a camel needs depends on the time of year and the weather. In the winter, the camel needs less water because of the cooler weather and because the plants contain more moisture. A thirsty camel can drink up to 53 gallons of water, or 220 liters in a day, or 30 gallons in a little more than 10 minutes. That would be like a person drinking 480 cups of water at one time. The water replaced Ace's water that has been used up. Now you can understand better what a big job Rebecca had when she watered the camels. Genesis 23:24, that's where the part of her story is located. Not only that, but some wells in her time were made in such a way that she may have had to walk down steps to reach the water and then carry it back up or drawn it up with a container again and again. Camels like to drink clean water. If the water is dirty, they may not drink it. So the camels are usually the first to get a drink when the water is drawn out of the well. Then the people have their drink. As the camel takes in water, its stomach expands. God tells us, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." Our memory verse, Isaiah 55:1. The centurion and the widow of Nain both drank of the water of life. And below we see a picture of a camel, a packed saddle. Many animals sweat and water is lost by evaporation through the skin. A camel keeps most of its water inside its body. They do not sweat much. Instead, their body temperature rises during the heat and cools at night. This helps save water. A camel can survive a much greater water loss than other animals. A person can lose 12% of their water and stay alive, while a camel can lose 40% of its water without harm. On very hot days, a camel will rest and not eat. It will lie down in a shady spot or turn its body toward the sun. This helps not so much sunlight to hit the body, and so the camel stays cooler. On cold days, the camel warms up by turning the side of its body toward the sun. This causes more sunlight to hit the body and warms it. The camel's thick wool coat provides insulation against the heat. It reminds me and us of a teacher that once wore her hearse woolen winter coat during a trip through the desert in order to protect her from the heat. She said it worked. God provided Adam and Eve with a garment of skin as a protection from the extremes of heat and cold. A group of camels may fight off heat by standing close to one another. How? Because the body temperature of the camels may be lower than the temperature of the air. When a camel is really dry, the body gets smaller, the ribs begin to show, and a hollow area can be seen behind the ribs. It reminds us of a person without Jesus who needs to be filled with the water of life and never lose sweat that experience. The camel's careful eating habits, its perseverance, and its strength help it survive in the desert wilderness. These same qualities will be needed by God's people when they go through the wilderness experience known as the time of trouble. And below we see the head of the camel. Here in the remind, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, when you awaken in the morning and arise from your bed to a new day, remember your lesson of how the widow's son arose from death. Three, as you tidy your room for the day, be reminded how you can trust Jesus to care for you during the night as you rest and gives new life to you each morning. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. And 4, as you help fix breakfast of oat or wheat cereals with dates in it, remember what camels eat. Next is the reinforce, telling you activities you do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for camels. Use your encyclopedia or guidebook to identify the breed. 2, give your cactus plants, if you have any, a drink of water. Remember, camels can eat them without hurting their mouth. 3, fill a jar with water, then measure how much you drink each day. Remember how much a very thirsty camel can drink at one time. 4, try clothing your limbs during hot weather instead of going bare-legged or bare-armed. It will take a while for your body to adjust, but if you lose 100% cotton clothing, you'll eventually find that you feel the heat less. Five, sing the hymn, "When We Walk with the Lord." If you don't know the song, you're free to learn it. Six, for individual activity, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Stories and Poems for this quarter. Seven, say your memories. And below, we see the pictures of cactuses, reminding us again and reading. Camels can eat cactus without hurting their mouth. And on our right, we see the picture of a camel and a rider. And above their picture, we see picture of a date palm tree. A remarkable parent food. He who gave back to the widow her only son as he was being carried to the burial is touched today by the woe of the bereaved mother. He who gave back to Mary and Martha their buried brother, who wept tears of sympathy at the grave of Lazarus, who pardoned Mary Magdalene, who remembered his mother when he was hanging in agony upon the cross, appeared to the weeping women after his resurrection, and made them his messengers to preach our risen Savior, saying, go tell my disciples that I go to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God, is woman's best friend today and ready to aid her in her need if she will trust him. Trust him. Well, Welfare Ministry, page 156. Now I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. And remember, little ones, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Wonderful Peace. You can find it in number 466. If you would like to be able to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial light, strain is unceasingly falls. Oh, my soul, like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in my innermost soul. So secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in the fathomless billows of love. I believe when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the
someone will sing in that heavenly kingdom will be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Weary soul without gladness or comfort or rest, passing down the rough pathway of time, make the Savior your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept of this peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. If any one of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to be able to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. It protects us. It protects the way that we're going to be learning. And please protect the people that are here, people that's not here, as they come to this island. We protect everybody that I know that's in this island and not in this Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 23, King James Version. And it reads, whosoever sin ye remit, ye are remitting unto them. And those whosoever sin ye retain, they are retained. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part three of our lesson entitled Peace Be Unto You of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
2 Timothy 4, verse 2. King James Version. Preach the word. Be incensed.
Season.
Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. With long suffering. And doctrine. Galatians 5:20, verse 21, King James Version.
Envyings,
murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, or of the which I told you before, as I also told you in time past, that they with which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Micah 7 verse 19, King James Version. He will then turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities and thou which wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
John 20:24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover page 805 through 806. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 805. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 805. Whosoever sins ye remit, said Christ, they are remitted. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Christ here gives no liberty for any man to pass judgment upon others. In the Sermon on the Mount, he forbade this. It is the prerogative of God. But on the church, it is organized in its organized capacity. He places a responsibility for the individual members. And on the slide, it has a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, King James Version. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And then also it has a verse from Acts chapter 5. Verse 3 and 9, King's Version, and you see this is in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. I encourage, if God impresses you, for you to take a look at those scriptures, again, taken from Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 9, King James Version. And continuing on the next slide, please.
Continuing. Towards these who fall into sin, the church has a duty to warn, to instruct, and if possible to restore, reprove, rebuke, exhort. The Lord says with all long suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Deal faithfully with wrongdoing. Warn every soul that is in danger. Leave none to devise, to deceive themselves, call them by its right name. Next slide, please.
And we'll bubble down so someone else could share.
Continuing. Declare what God has said in regard to lying, Sabbath breaking, stealing, idolatry, and every other evil. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:21. If they persist in sin, the judgment you have cleared from God's word is pronounced upon them in heaven. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. In choosing to sin, they disown Christ. The church must show that she does not sanction their deeds, or she herself dishonors her Lord. She must say about sin what God says about it. She must deal with it as God directs, and her action is ratified in heaven. He who despises the authority of the church despises the authority of Christ himself. The Desire of Ages, page 805, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it shows a picture of someone who is not under the order of God. And it shows that the heart is full of pride, it deceits, it has a lustful eye, murders and foolishness and evil thoughts. Also show wickedness, fornication, adulteries, covetousness, lasciviousness, and blasphemy. And we know that all of these things goes against the will and the laws of God. So I pray that our hearts, we may search them and give it to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. King James Version margin, this was taken from our lesson book CD entitled The Desire of All Nations from the Sunlight Sound Studio, volume 3 of the Memory Verse CD. In the Desired Ages, this is page 806. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
The Desire of Ages, page 806. But there is a brighter side to the picture. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted. Let this thought be kept uppermost. In the labor for the erring, let every eye be directed to Christ. Let the shepherds have a tender care for the flock of the Lord's pasture. Let them speak to the errand of the forgiving mercy of the Savior. Let them encourage the sinner to repent and to believe in him who can pardon. Next slide, please.
Continuing, let them declare on the authority of God's word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse verse 9. All who repent have the assurance he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. From Micah chapter 7, verse 19, and the Desire of Ages, page 806, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, King James Version. It's taken from the Scripture Song Singers in God's Love, Memory Verse CD.
Merciful and gracious, long suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, iniquity, transgression, and sin. The Lord God, merciful and gracious. Merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
We are still in page 806. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Madam Nutriman.
The Desire of Ages, page 806. Let the repentance of sinner be accepted by the church with grateful hearts. Let the repenting one be led out from the darkness of unbelief into the light of faith and righteousness. Let his trembling hand be placed in the loving hand of Jesus, and such a remission is ratified in heaven. The Desire of Ages, page 806, paragraph 2.
Continuing.
All we is this
since
it was
as
the
church
power to
absorb
the
sinner
to
not say the word now
sinner to no man to no body of man is Give power to free the
soul
from
guilt.
Christ charged
good.
This
is
his disciples to preach the
remission
of in his name and
among
all
nations,
but they
themselves
were not in power.
Good.
to remove one stain of sin. The name of Jesus is the only name never
under
heaven give anyone.
Given is the N at the end. Given
among men.
Whereby
we must be saved.
Good job, Jeremiah. What is it? Acts.
Accident.
Acts. Just Acts.
Acts.
Chapter
4. Verse 12.
Good. Desire of Ages, 806, paragraph 3. You're done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from our scripture, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, King James Version. Taken from Faith to Live By Memory Verse song in year 3, quarter 3, with voices 07.
Chapter 4, verse 12.
We are still in page 806. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
When Jesus first met the disciples in the upper chamber, Thomas was not with them. He heard the reports of the others and received abundant proof that Jesus had risen, but gloom and unbelief filled his heart as he heard the disciples tell of the wonderful manifestations of the risen Savior. It only plunged him in deeper despair. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 806. Continuing, if Jesus had really risen from the dead, there could be no further hope, and a literal hope of a literal and earthly kingdom, and it wouldn't sound.
And it wounded.
And it unwounded his vanity to think that his master should reveal himself to all the disciples except him. He was determined not to believe in for a whole week. He brooded over his wretchedness, which seemed all of darker in contrast with the hope and faith of his brethren. The Desire of Ages, 806, paragraph 4.
Good job, little ones. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Taken also from our lesson book, CD, The Desire of All Nations. This is also in volume 3, of the memory verse CD. Amen. Good job, everyone. We are going to hold our question for next Sabbath in our review. We have come to the ending of our lesson, dear ones. So next week, we'll be reviewing part 3 of our chapter entitled Peace Be Unto You. If you have any other questions, dear ones, besides the ones that are in part 3, you may send. In case of research, otherwise, you can hold it till we get together. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for gathering us here once more on this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for giving us the breath of life, Father Jesus, to come and praise your name. We thank you for the little ones and their participation, and we thank you for all the blessings that you have provided in this new lessons. Be with us as we move on to the second section of our studies for the day. We continue to pray for your blessings throughout this day. Be with the presenter. Bless and keep him, giving the words, Father, I pray. Be with us all for the rest of the day in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, dear one, that will be our review of chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You, part 3. And that will take place February 22nd, 2025. Leaving the scripture and also our quotes. The scripture is from Isaiah 26:3, King James Version. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. And from a quote from our lesson book, but this one is in page 331, paragraph 2. Those who take Christ at his word and surrender their soul to his keeping, their lives to ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. In perfect acquaintances, there is perfect rest. The Lord said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Our lives may be seen a tangle, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, He will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character which expresses the glory character of Christ will be received into the paradise of God. A renovated race shall walk with him in white, for they are worthy. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And thank you so much for praying for minds. The update is my father is resting home and he's well and the procedure had came out successful. Thank you so much, Remnant family, for not only for mine, but for every single one of us. And I will keep you all in prayer. Please keep me in prayer as well. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.